107.7 2GO.
On the 23rd of March, Saturday the 23rd of March, we'll all be going to vote in the state election and up on the coast to make some announcements. And with us right now is New South Wales Labor leader Michael Daly. Hello.
Hey guys, how are you? Lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, g'day, nice mate. To talk to you too. Thanks for making the time. So the announcement that you're going to make on the Central Coast today is not particularly new, is it?
Well, the fact is that we've been pushing up here to get some new things done at Tuggerah Station, as well as lifts at Arimba, Lizaroe, Niagara Park, Narara. All of our MPs, David Meehan, particularly leading the charges, Lisa Tesh and David Harris, have been pushing for these. The government's come up recently and made a $100 million announcement on good news for the people of the Central Coast. If they vote for Michael Daly and Labor on the 23rd of March and I become the Premier, we will match that commitment.
So that's good news for people with mobility issues who've been saying for a very long time that they find it hard to get to the trains because there's no lifts, there's no ramps. I mean, even people with prams, elderly people. So this is going to make a big difference here on the coast.
This will make a huge difference. $100 million is a lot of money. So we've got lifts and a commuter car park at Tuggerah, as well as lifts at Arimba, lifts at Lizaroe, lifts at Niagara Park, and lifts at Narara. So this is a good announcement today.
Yeah, and when do you think these projects are going to start?
We'll get cracking straight away after the election. As soon as we can get them done, we'll get them done. Shouldn't be any delay.
Well, I think the parking at Tuggerah is a huge thing because I live up that way and I take my dog to the dog park, drive past the super centre, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. There are people walking from Tuggerah Station all the way to the back end of the super centre because they've had to park that far away, like, you know, 300-400 metres or something.
Well, a lot of that's come about because of changes to the timetable on trains. A lot of the minor stations, the smaller stations on the Central Coast aren't getting services, and so people are having to drive to the bigger stations now, like Woi Woi, Gosford, Tuggerah, Wyong, and parking there. So we're going to have a look at that train timetable as well and try and restore services to all stations along the way.
Look, that's really important, and I don't know, look, I speak on behalf of commuters. I have a lot of friends who commute. It sometimes is a five-hour door-to-door commute each day. It's not a small commute, and when you're trying to get to a station before 6:30 because you know that all of the car parks will be gone by 7, it's a long day for families. It really is. So this stuff is really important to Central Coast people, so I'm glad you're here to have a little think and a chat to people about what's important to us, Michael, because, you know, something like 70,000 people leave the coast each day to work in Sydney and Newcastle, and getting a park can make a difference between whether it's a good day or a bad day.
Well, I think this is one of the things that this government's forgotten about in 8 years. When I became the leader a few months ago, I said that I wanted to make sure I looked at government services for people as individuals and families with stories to tell and battles each day, getting kids to school and training and battling to get to work and battling to get home. People on the Central Coast aren't just the bottom line in a budget, which I think the Liberals have treated them like for 8 years. Everyone as an individual deserves respect and they deserve the services that that they pay for, frankly, from government.
Look, that's great to hear, and we do have to get to the news, so we'll have to wrap this up. But I have to say, when you see things like multi-million dollar stadiums being pulled down in Sydney and a whole lot of resources going into rebuilding stadiums that are already there and working, it is a little bit hard to take when we're here with road issues, parking issues, you know, transport issues on the Central Coast. So we look very much forward to hearing about your announcements, Michael. We do have to dash, unfortunately, but thank you for making time to talk to us about the lifts and the platforms coming to some of our Central Coast train stations.
Great. Thanks very much. Good to talk to you guys.
107.7 2GO.